The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And now, coming to you from the pulsating heart of urban Invercargill, come in, pull up a comfy chair, kick your shoes off, and put these on. TNN, the new normal, are proud to welcome you in to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome into the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow.
Kia ora.
It's the 8th of June. This is episode 254. Collect the set and be the envy of all your friends. I love these four-day working weeks.
I'm not sure I do. I mostly do.
It's a bit confusing sometimes.
It's very confusing.
Like,
today it's very confusing.
You know, Tuesday was Monday and Wednesday was Tuesday, but we have a normal week, whatever that is, next week, and then we're back into another four-day week with Matariki the following Friday. So that's a long weekend from that.
Good times.
Well, you know, we'll take the time off.
Yeah, might get a jigsaw puzzle done.
Every time you say jigsaw puzzle, you know what I think of.
Yeah.
Lyndall did buy a jigsaw puzzle once. It was of a pizza. It was round. But you know what a pizza looks like?
Oh, it wasn't that, actually. I think it was because it was it came from the $2 shop. And I reckon it was missing a piece.
Never got far enough into it.
It was really annoying.
Didn't it come from that interesting shop that used to sell everything, music and the like, in Alex? Sort of ranch place, a lot of cowboy stuff.
No, it came from across the road from there, actually, in one of those place things, because we were looking for stuff to do.
The theory was good. We're in a caravan, the weather wasn't great. Was it summer or was it Easter? Don't know. So long ago.
I think it was summer holidays because we went to Dunedin after, didn't we? Was it the one where we just
bailed? Yeah, because the weather was so...
Because we had to get the kids to sleep in the caravan out of the awning because we thought they were going to blow away.
It was windy.
Yeah.
And you can hear the wind coming up the valley, down the river.
Yeah.
Over the lake.
Yeah.
Around the corner. Through the caravan.
Around the corner, out on the street.
So last weekend obviously was King's birthday weekend, still getting used to saying that after, you know, a long time of saying Queen's birthday weekend. And it was hideous weather-wise, just awful, really super windy, very cold. And Monday was nice.
Yes. I think the weather gods got the oyster weekend wrong. Because that's normally what it's like for the oyster festival. But it was a beautiful day for the Bluff Oyster Festival.
Yes.
So it was just great timing for them. But it was all right. It was quite nice to have a day when you didn't have to make excuses for not going anywhere. It was just too cold.
It really was. The unfashionable clothes were out because they were practical and warm. And they've been needed again this week, let's be honest. And another weather blitz at this end of the week, and hopefully today, Saturday, is fine because we've got an event to go to, which it's partly outdoors. Well, I have anyway. And that's the first. I'll talk about it next week. But apart from, you know, the crap weather, I don't know what was going on. The gold guitars in Hokonui happening every year. Apart from that, yeah. You know what? I'm not aware of any events that we missed out on.
I think there were a couple of things that were, moderately interesting, and I might have gone to if circumstances were different, but not really, no. Which is good because there's been a lot on, actually, and there's a lot coming.
Mm. Oh, gosh, yes.
So, yeah, you can still go and have a coffee or a
wine or, stay at home.
Or a whiskey.
Yep.
Keep the hospitality industry, going.
Apparently the last quarter was an absolute cracker for the Trust.
Oh, well, then, good. That's good. They're not good the only hospo people in town, of course. But yes.
But nobody else tells us how they're performing.
No, and people bag them all the time because
It's easy.
Yes, that's right.
And they're hung up on the way things used to be.
Well, and, some of them don't understand to do that. The fact that it's employing a whole lot of people and, providing opportunities is good. So go and buy a glass of wine or a whiskey.
There's whiskey coming up later on in the show. The previous week, the New Zealand Music Awards were held. Chris Bishop made a right ass of himself.
Oh, my gosh.
With some very unkind comments about Stan Walker.
And he didn't – and the whole race, actually. And he didn't even back off when he was confronted about it. I can't remember what he said, but it was like he wasn't even trying to cover it up. He just made it worse, I reckon. It was just appalling.
And his boss said, he's allowed to have his opinion. He's also a public official, and when in public, should behave accordingly.
Yeah. And
if you're in an event like that, celebrating New Zealand music, and it's 50th event, so a special one, if you don't like New Zealand music, don't turn up or shut your mouth.
Yeah. Far out.
Chris.
I've almost got no words.
Well, unlike him.
Yeah, and as for his
boss. I've got one, arsehat.
As for his boss saying that.
It was disappointing.
Really disappointing, and it's not okay to be racist.
No.
Doesn't matter what
isn't it? Because that's not the feeling I'm getting at the moment coming out of Wellywood.
Well, you know what.
Yes.
It's not. Especially if you're in a position of influence like that. I hope somebody gives him a slap around the ears. If I was his mother, I'd still be giving him a slap around the ears.
Mother would be disowning him.
He's a minister of many things, and he's a say over some of the things that we want, in our other lives want to achieve. So gently, I suppose, but do we really? Anyway, apologies. I'm apologising for him because that was appalling.
In other news, we'll talk about that. Shortly.
Okay.
One of the people who came back to New Zealand for said event and didn't make an ass out of themselves was Lord, who we played a couple of weeks ago, having released their new single. And she features in the track that you've selected for this week, first track.
Indeed. And the AMAs are why I chose it. It was the best single. At the awards, so we've got Charlie XCX featuring Lord, and I'm just trying to understand the timeline of this piece. Firstly, Charlie XCX is British, and she's about 30-something, which is, nearly a grown-up. some of them are not, are they? And she was born in Cambridge, actually.
Cambridge in the UK?
Yes.
Not near the Tron?
No. But she has Indian heritage as well. Her mother's Indian, I think, which is interesting. She's embracing all of that. And a bit like Lord, she's not afraid to call out bad behaviour, so funnily enough. So that segued nicely from our previous conversation, actually. I'm not sure whether I got this right, but I think she released this song first and then had been trying to get together with Lord to do something, and Lord listened to this and thought it needed improving or something. I haven't quite understood. But anyway, she'd sent Lord a text, and Lord said, yeah, let's do this. And so it took them 3 days to do this remix of Girl, so confusing. And that's all I've got for you about that. I haven't quite understood the timeline, but it doesn't matter really. They've collabed and in 3 days put this remix together, and it's pretty good. So, and a lot of blokes would probably say the same thing. Girl, so confusing.
I have no words.
Take it away, boss.
It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl.
Go, 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 go.
How do you feel being a girl?
Go, go, go.
How do you feel being a girl?
Go, go, go.
And I don't know, I'm just a girl.
Go, go, go.
Yeah, I don't know if you like me. Sometimes I think you might hate me. Sometimes I think I might hate you. Maybe you just wanna be me. You always say let's go out, so we go eat at a restaurant. Sometimes it feels a bit awkward, cause we don't have much in common. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. We talk about making music, but I don't know if it's honest. Can't tell if you wanna see me falling over and failing, and you can't tell what you're feeling. I think I know how you feel. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl.
Girl, so confusing.
Yes, well, if you think it's, blokes think it's girls are confusing, you try being one, it's girls are confusing.
Yeah, no.
Confusing from the inside, as that song would indicate. The XCX, actually, just a little side note, was Kiss, Charlie Kiss, from her early, I don't know, messaging thing that, when messaging started. That was her, title thing, so that's what the XCX stands for.
Oh, Charlie XCX featuring Lord, Girl So Confusing, is featured in the Aotearoa Music Awards. Some excellent judges in that.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, who were they then?
I don't know who the others were.
Oh, but you were one, were you?
Yes.
Oh, well, good choice.
It's hard. Really hard. Because you've got to listen through some stuff that's not you. Preference, really, but listen to it without bias.
Yeah.
And try and put yourself in the space of the target market, which generally speaking is not me.
Yeah.
At this age.
And you've got to listen for things, I guess, that what do you have to listen for particularly?
Well, I come at it from a radio perspective, since that's my background, and go, this is what works really well for that song in the context of this medium. But then you've got to go, provided there is a platform within that medium that plays that genre.
Yeah, right.
You know, so hip-hop, for example, not what I play, but perfect for my FM.
Yes.
but you still have a feel. And this comes, it's a strange thing. It's very instinctual. Did I make up a word?
Instinctive.
Instinctive, thank you. From being a music director years ago, and when you listen to a tune, as I did, rather than the lyrics, you get a feel for something pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And there are the occasional songs that just takes the first few bars and you go, it's a hit.
Yeah. I listened to one of those this morning. Grinspoon's latest.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
Should we play it next week?
Maybe.
Okay. One of those, one such song was Smooth, Carlos Santana, Rob Thomas.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've told the story on the show before. I've told it a few times. Craig Waddell and I were at Vovo FM, and Craig heard it, and he said, have a listen to this. And I went, this is great.
Mm.
And so we used to suggest the music for our playlist to this jandal-wearing numbnut from Auckland, who was probably about my age now.
Yeah.
And just go, this is what we want to do. And he went, oh, no, that's never going to be a hit.
Oh, wow. Is he still and on
radio? Oh, we really want to play it. No, it's never going to be a hit. Song of the year.
Yeah. Is he still on radio?
No. No. In fact, he was not actually our consultant much longer after that.
I'm like that, though.
Because we played it anyway.
With Spotify. Yeah, good on you. Rule breaker, you.
No, no.
Oh.
I'm blaming it on Craig.
Really?
Well, he was in charge at that point.
Yeah, all right. I say yes. He can take the buck that you passed.
I supported him wholeheartedly.
I'm a bit like that with Spotify, though, or YouTube, or whoever is recommending music for me. It only takes me, you know, maybe 30 seconds, yep, maybe a minute, yep, to decide whether it's up my alley or not.
And it's hard to define, yep, but you have a sense. And sometimes if on somebody's recommendation, they say, no, hear it out.
Yeah.
And, okay, fine. And sometimes it's worthwhile. That's actually, it's quite a nice song. Well, it's quite a nice tune. As I was explaining to Michael, who's the production engineer at the radio station, I'm not really a lyrics person.
No, me neither. Like, that's why I don't mind K-pop and J-pop, right? Because yeah, I don't actually care what they're saying.
it's no different to a lot of other stuff that I'm hearing at the moment. I don't get what they're saying.
Well, maybe that's my problem. Maybe I'm applying that to the real world as well. But I'm not really listening to what people are saying. No, that's not true. But yeah, it's the melodies and the rhythm and the harmonies that get me going. Sometimes the deep and meaningful lyrics, you know, are great. And there's a couple of things that I'm listening to at the moment that are beautiful lyrics, and I love them to bits. But mostly it's just whether it's I can dance to it, actually, or can I dance in the car?
Fair enough. quick segue into something else. This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. It comes to you via Radio South, and we are TNN, the new normal. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Big fan of The Chase, I am. Love watching it. Love answering the questions and that those sorts
you
of play.
Hear him. He answers them in his sleep when he's asleep in his armchair.
And he does. And gets them right.
Oh, mostly.
I should say. Well, it was announced a couple of months ago that they were going to do a New Zealand version of The Chase. And I thought, oh, cool, that'll be great.
Yeah, and actually Ludlow the Younger sent us the application form.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that's what it was. And he was really, really upset that none of us took the bait, actually. He was really grumpy. And I'm like, oh, sorry, I hadn't actually read it probably. So, no, we're not on it.
And then and then we found out on Wednesday that Paul Henry's the host. And you know what? I lost interest instantly.
Yeah, he'll be terrible.
He's a horse's ass. Unless you're a horse, in which case an ass is probably useful, but he's not my cup of tea. Some people love him. I don't. I've kind of worked with him in the past and just, you know.
Yeah. You know how Brad kind of takes the mickey out of people sometimes and it's a bit, you know.
He takes the mickey out of himself more than other people.
No, sometimes he teases them and it's not really okay. And it was something we were watching this week. He did that and I was like, oh, that's really terrible. But it lacks the real barb.
Mm. He does it in a cheeky way, whereas Paul's just.
But Paul Henry, he's still got that. I expect he'll still have that vicious barb when he's trying to tease people, and I don't like that at all. So, perhaps not our cup of tea. We'll see. Maybe I'll watch one.
I don't know. I think I'll just put it up there. Street.
I don't even like the Australian one, actually.
No, same. Haven't watched it. Well, I watched a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, to give it credit, it's nowhere near as bad as the American one. There's a woman host on that. That's not the point. But it's played totally straight.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And it doesn't work.
Look, the magic of that is Brad, right? And his interactions with the chasers.
Fanny Schmeller.
You know, and his teasing of the Dark Destroyer and all that stuff. And his relationship with the contestants. And his quick wit, you know, he's just funny, actually. Don't like his show with his son, mind you. So replicating that's almost impossible. So we'll see how it goes.
There's a reason that you don't like that, and it's partially because Bradley has become beloved and the son puts him at risk.
And
it's like, hey, that's not really – he's quite obviously genuinely uncomfortable.
Yeah, and
injured.
And I get the, you know, challenge people to do things outside their comfort zone. I get that. But I just – I don't – and their relationship's quite cute, actually. I quite like it. And they do some silly things too. And his son's really – you know, talented. That's just a step too far for me, that really.
There's something in the premise that's not quite
that's
working.
The stepping outside your comfort zone stuff is just a wee bit too extreme for me. But anyway.
We were talking before about lyrics and also the fact that it was a long weekend and that the annual Gold Guitars were held in Gore, Gold Guitar Festival. Close friend of ours, Simon Thompson, from Triple Shot, he played in the band at the Gold Guitars for many years.
Yes.
And last year he went, you know what, I'm going to have a go at it. I'd really like to just – because he's actually really shy about his own material.
And his own capabilities.
Yeah. Yes. Which, you know, he's very good.
Yeah.
He's a lovely bloke.
Yes.
And so he did. And he did an original, which, disclaimer, I don't have a copy of.
Oh, Simon.
Come on, Simon.
Come on, Simon.
Get it together.
I'll be sending you a message.
Please do. He might listen to you.
Yeah, he might.
And he was overall runner-up.
Yeah, wow.
In the adult section.
Yeah, amazing.
For his first time.
Yeah, good on you, Simon.
Bloody well done, sir.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the song was called. Saw a video of it, loved it, record it, send it to me, and we will sort it, Mr. T. So I've had to go back into the archives and
I quite like chives.
Especially in a nice soup.
Excellent.
It is. Oh yeah.
Sorry, Simon.
With mayo. Simon with chives and mayo and an egg sandwich.
Yeah, ooh, that's a different story.
Crusty.
That's a different story entirely.
Yes. So I'm going to go with that song he put out about 4 or 5 years ago called I Knew. I thought I'd play it just to go, well done, sir, well played. Go back and have another crack next year, you good thing. Simon Thompson, I Knew, the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
be the garden in his mind. Impossible to tend, 'cause I knew a man who always needed something more, searching to be better than who he was before. I knew a man.
I knew. Simon Thompson, and congratulations again, Simon, on placing so highly at Gold Guitars. Good
on
you.
Yeah, and his first effort. Well done, Simon.
And to everybody who took part. Actually, it's a great event that brings a lot of people to Southland every year, and I think it was their 50th anniversary as well, and they'd had a big awards.
Glad they didn't invite Chris event. Bishop.
Well, yes, in so many ways, because the winner of the Gold Guitars in 2000, a friend, Mr. Brian Townley, was back in town for a big event that they had.
Oh, nice.
So they had as many of the previous.
Oh, that's right. It was on the
overall winners together they could, which is great. I think it wasn't. Mike Peru's the host of Gold Guitars.
It's looking good too.
Yep. Good gore boy.
Indeed.
And because the New Zealand Country Music Awards had been held the previous weekend.
Yeah.
And Steve Broad hosted those. So at King's birthday weekend, a few honours dished out, as they do every that weekend and at New Year's. And in amongst those who got a gong this year, Bruce Ross, the man who made the tour of Southland happen for so many years, Bruce and his family.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it really was a family effort.
Yeah.
Fergus Moore, long involved in musical theatre, but also obviously in law. Anne McCracken, who's on the trust board for the radio station and another program making here.
And
she's involved in many things, citizens' advice.
All of which is,
National Council of Women.
Voluntary.
Yep. Borland Lodge.
Yep.
Peter Dubois, Southland Chamber Music. Lloyd McCullum, former councillor from Environment Southland.
Lloyd. Well done, Lloyd.
And Dr. Glenys Ware from Gore.
Nice.
So it's. I think it's nice that people are recognised. Congratulations to those.
There's some other sports admin people as well were there. I'm just trying to think.
I don't know. The Southland Sports Awards are coming up next Friday. I think I've been asked to present something.
Oh, lovely.
the city council are presenting an award.
Interesting.
So I found out last night. You go along, yeah. Always have a good guest speaker.
Yeah, it's a good night.
And, of course, young Cormac Buchanan nominated for Sports Person of the Year this year too. So.
Oh, yes.
God, that would be good. Oh, mind you, there are so many.
Well, he got a whole lot of awards last week or the week before last.
2 weeks ago in the National Motorcycle Racing Awards. Yeah.
Nice.
In Wellington.
Yeah, congratulations, you guys. And I was just thinking as you read that list, Darren, that aren't we fortunate that we know a lot of those people?
Mm-hmm. You know, there's only two on that list I don't think I've met.
Quite well. And so.
I mean, I know who Peter Dubois is, but I've never met him.
Yeah, same.
And I hadn't heard of Dr. Weir previously, but I'm, you know, not.
And even in the broader list, you know, but particularly that list, we know those people well. Mm. And how fortunate are we that that's where we are?
Mm. Yeah, that we get to be influenced by them.
Yes, yeah.
And reap the benefits of their voluntary work.
Indeed.
And that's the key word, because it is an irk. People are getting an award for doing their job.
Yeah. My father was always big on that. He used to get really grumpy. And it's funny, actually, because I was talking to somebody couple of weeks.
He was very big on volunteering.
Yes, and he did a lot himself. But anyway, somebody just recently, in the last couple of weeks, said something like that, completely unprompted by me. And I went, yep, totally agree. They should, you know, if you're just doing your job, that's, you know. And if you're still performing as an athlete, et cetera.
Yeah.
I have a wee bit of trouble with that too.
Let's use the example of Lewis Hamilton, a knight, Sir Lewis. He hasn't finished racing yet.
No.
Does he deserve a knight? Yeah, of course he does.
He's a legend.
But wait till he's finished.
Well, or near the end, you know. I don't know. Somebody will disagree, I'm sure, but that's how I feel.
Anyway, congratulations to those people. Thank you for what you do, and thanks for hanging out with us. You make us feel good.
Yeah.
We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Lyndall Ludlow. You are listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, a radio show and podcast that comes via Radio Southland. If you want to get it before everybody else, Friday night, 8 o'clock, our Facebook page. Look us up, the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. You can stream it from that. The link goes up about 8 o'clock, as I say, and feel free to share it around. If you want it as a podcast, it's on Apple Podcasts, or you can get the accessmedia.nz app free from the Apple Store and Google Play. It's got a kiwifruit logo download it, select Radio Southland as your station and you're off. Or it's on the Radio Southland website and you've got a week to download it and keep it for as long as you'd like. Otherwise, there's 4 weeks for you to stream it. So many ways that you can dine from the Fluffy dining table, which is something that we have quite often when the cat decides that's where he's going to try and sleep.
Yes, indeed.
Let's segue.
Gets into trouble, just saying.
Well,
doesn't push him off quite so quickly.
That'd be me. And less so if he's on the coffee table. I was like, yeah, okay, that's fine. I don't eat off the coffee table.
No, but I have to clean it.
Well, yes. Well, he kind of cleans it himself with his fluffiness.
Yeah, it's like a big mop.
He's so big.
He's got his winter fluff on and he is enormous. We'll share a photo with you.
Yeah,
it's just hilarious.
It's a great ball of fluff with some massive feet.
Compete him to Dougal from the Magic Roundabout.
Yes.
When he was running down the path.
When he's at a trot,
so
yes.
Funny.
When he's bounding, quite ungainly when he goes to make a turn.
Loses control of his legs.
Let's check out, still to come, Lyndall's Real World, but let's check out the musical taste of Asia and another tiny desk concert.
Yeah. So the first one in the new season, I think, that's my understanding. And I mentioned it last week because it popped up somewhere random with our good friends, the Fox Capture Plan.
Your good friends. You're the one that hung out and had a chat with them.
So the short story of that is that last year when we were in Japan, we managed to get tickets to their gig and Darren alerted me to the fact that I could get my T-shirt signed. So that I did. So I've got a T-shirt with the guy's signatures on, which is great.
I got photos of you chatting with them.
Yes, I'm frightened to wear it, but because I don't want to lose the signature, so I'm up. Mm. I don't know what to do with it. But anyway, I've got it. And I have worn it a couple of times. Anyway, They were
just one of the things you do in Osaka, you know.
Yeah. Actually, I was talking to somebody during the week who's just back from their adventure in Japan, and they spent some time with an old family friend in Osaka. That story's fantastic, actually. It's a 50-year family relationship.
Wow.
For a number of reasons. And so she went and caught up with this elderly gentleman, and they went to a jazz bar and had a lovely night. And so jazz is quite big in Osaka, just reinforced that. But it's a really cool story, actually. I must get her to tell me again.
It's a very cool place.
Yeah, it is. We must go back there.
Expo's on there.
We'll go back when the expo's not on. Anyway, so they that caught my attention, and but they were the guest for the guest, actually. So the feature guest is Ishikawa Sayuri, who's a 50-year experience in the Japanese music scene. So she's actually 67 now. So her first recording was when she was 14.
Gosh.
And she has released 100 albums, 121 singles. So you can imagine, she's a legend. She's done anime, title tracks, blah, blah, blah. But she's what they call Inca musician. So it's that old style Japanese music, kind of like those ones that I've played already, that do interesting voice things. So that's where she got her start from. But this is the first time on the Tiny Desk concert. So she's the main feature, and I've played.
She's a very theatrical stage presence,
and that's that style of music as well. But she looks amazing for 67. She looks amazing. She's beautiful, and she's in really good condition. I was going to say, I hope I look that good when I'm 67. But I've already got more wrinkles than she's got, so there'd need to be some surgery or something. Anyway, I'll just keep putting on foundation.
You've just got a lot of kabuki makeup on.
Polyfiller. Anyway, I'll be right. But anyway, the song I've chosen from that concert is a song that we've played before from my playlist. And funnily enough, it's about whiskey.
No. Who'd have thought?
Yeah, it's called Whiskey, actually. You like whiskey, don't you? And it was a different version, obviously, by a male jazz dude. So here you go, my favourite Fox Capture Plan, guys, with Ishikawa Sayuri. You like whiskey, don't you?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Some nice slow grooves there for you all from Ishikawa Sayuri.
What's it? You like whiskey, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, that's kind of stating the obvious, really. And in counting down to...
Friday night? No.
No, I was going to say enjoying some more Japanese whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
In a few weeks.
Sake.
Yes. And umeshu. Anything else?
Yes, probably.
Oh, yes.
And
much sochu.
And
shochu.
Chewy sour plums.
Oh, yeah. But bloody hard to find.
Yes.
I can imagine that on the one occasion that we do stumble across and find them, you're just going to snatch up pretty much everything that's in stock.
I probably am.
Yep.
Because they're really good and I couldn't find them when I wanted them last time.
Fair enough.
Yep.
That's kind of how things go. We will be checking out Lyndall's Real World very shortly. And have you had a look at the next piece of music I've got? Da, 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 da.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. something with a theatrical trigger to it. Speaking of theatrical, Invercargill Musical Theatre, their next production, Matilda, goes on stage from July 12th to 26th at the Civic Theatre in Invercargill. I know that it's coming together very well. Buddy Phil was telling me the kids have started rehearsing with the adults now, and he said it's magical.
Yeah. I was talking to Liam Templeton, actually, in class the other day. Dear wee boy. Sorry, he's year nine. I shouldn't call him a dear wee boy. But he is. And he's one of the, main kids. And he's really enjoying it. He said he thought it would be more intense than it has been, but it must have come together well in its separate parts. Mm. And so it's not as frantic and intense as he was expecting. So he's got, at the moment, I think he said he's only got one rehearsal a week that he has to be at. So,
oh, gosh.
So that's quite good for them because they'll be worn out.
But, yeah.
And they've got enough kids to alternate. So I said, oh, which nights will you be on? And he said he's on the opening night and every second night after that. So they're alternating the kids so that it's not too much for them.
Yeah.
And interestingly, it's funny, isn't it? A lot of people have asked me if I'm in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And one of the kids.
Thanks for that. I'll kick you later because I can't reach you from here. Which is fascinating because, as you know, I auditioned and didn't get in. And I've not told anybody that I auditioned, really. And random people who've seen me recently in something else. I'm just, I'm flattered by that, actually, but disappointed that I'm not in it because it would have been, I know I'd have been.
However, actually, but at the time that it's on,
oh, yeah,
we're busy as buggery.
Would have been, I couldn't have done any of that other stuff.
Wow. Interestingly, I've only ever auditioned for one musical theatre show, and that was when they did the Rocky Horror Show, and I auditioned for the part, unsurprisingly, of the narrator. And didn't get it. And I was a bit pissy about it, to be fair.
Yes, because you also would have been fantastic.
Yeah, and, but as it turned out, we had a house fire then. But I do actually have my first musical theatre show, Invercargill Musical Theatre Show, later this year. And fortunately, I haven't had to audition for it.
Yeah, this is your life, though, right? That's how your existence goes quite often.
Yeah, kind of. But it's because it's called Solid Gold, and it's a theatre restaurant. So it's just a connection piece for a whole lot of songs being strung together. And our friend Craig Waddell, who we were talking about earlier, is putting it together. And he said, can we get back together as Darren Wall and, sort of like DJs hosting this music show? Yeah. Any chance to work with Craig, and I leap at it, and the chance to do a musical theatre show without having to go through the triggering process of an audition.
Yeah, oh, that's my downfall every time.
Because I'll be playing me, I guess.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I'm not sure you've quite nailed the character, Darren.
Yeah, I sort yourself out.
Yeah.
Which
might be a bit disappointing for Peter, who's doing the panto. It's a bit busy all that time of the year. But hopefully we do get a chance to see Matilda. Don't know, because we've got a hell of a lot going on at that particular point of time.
Yeah.
Get back to theatre in a moment. It is time for the most annoying and prolific piece of music in our lives currently.
Steve. Le. Le roi Steve. Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes. Le roi Steve.
Steve the fish. Steve is orange. Steve has arms and legs. Steve the fish.
Steve's a fish.
Amazing. And so many different versions of it everywhere.
Yes, it's gone viral, as they say.
Oh, you're so dumb with the lingo. No wonder you're hanging out with kids.
Yeah, they think I'm so dope.
Oh, you hip cat, you.
Groovy ass.
Daddy-o.
Which is really funny, because when I mentioned Steve... Le Poisson Steve to some kids at school, and they had no idea what I was talking about.
And in that instant, you went, okay,
I'll
just be over here in my rocking chair.
Not so cool.
Rocking to rock music.
Mind you, I did also mention Le Poisson Steve to some grown-ups, and they had no idea what I was talking about either. So I don't know what bubble they live in, but it's not the same as mine.
Yes.
Which is probably just as well.
Well, what's in your bubble at the moment then?
Well, you know, if you're feeling a bit, if you're feeling a bit down.
Yes.
And you need some emotional support.
Yes.
I suggest.
Yes.
At Sad Potato Club.
Pardon?
# Sad Potato Club.
Oh.
So there's a person behind the Sad Potato Club. And it's a. Oh, God, I've lost it. Hang on a minute. I have to find him.
Hold yourself. You could do a new version called Sad Spud Sack.
Your very own emotional support potato.
Right.
And official club for sad potatoes everywhere. Cozy vibes, self-care and snacks. chips, I'm guessing.
I'm guessing too. Chips. Yes.
So, at Sad Potato Club.
Speaking of chips.
And he shares things. He's got a lovely wee song about ramen noodles.
Ooh.
He's a white flag, apparently. He's even got T-shirts now.
Oh.
Oh, here's a really funny one. He goes into a cafe and asks for the, hey, you guys, do you have a Wi-Fi password? And the worker potato says, I'll just order a latte. So he orders a latte. And he says, can I have the password? And the guy says, that's the password.
Just order a latte. That's clever, actually.
It is very clever. Some people don't understand that sitting in your own home in peace, eating snacks, and minding your own business is priceless.
I am just doing the slow nod.
So there you go. The Sad Potato Club, if you need... some emotional support. There's also a great chicken banana dance from the potato. It's very well animated, actually. I'll show you because you can see it.
Oh, right. So it's kind of a...
It's cartoony potato.
Japanese-style animation.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of anime.
So it's actually got some quite nice self-care suggestions as well as some hilarious songs about ramen.
Yes, you do.
So there we go. # Sad Potato Club.
And that's what's going on this week in Lyndall's Real World. Yeah. Oh, stop. That's coming up shortly. I was going to do this.
Steve.
Don't know why I'm doing this to myself.
Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes. Le poisson Steve.
Oh, my. I can't believe that I wanted to play that again.
It's great. Can't help wiggle.
Yes, it's true.
I always go blue, 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 with my arms through the octopus arms.
And all I've got to do is start, and then, you know, inertia takes over. Bit of sport last weekend. Week 16 of the 25 Super Rugby. Wins for the Reds over the Drua, 52-7, whomping. Hurricanes over Moana Pacifica, damn it, another whomping, 64-12. Blues punished the Waratahs 46-6. The Crusaders narrowly beat the Brumbies 33-31. And the Chiefs had a pretty good win over the Highlanders 41-24. Now, we were talking about this on Wednesday night. This week they call it the quarterfinals, but there's three matches.
Yeah, and I might...
Because they're bringing up highest losers or something.
I don't know, but my semi-extensive maths experience doesn't make that work in my head.
No.
Because quarters are like four.
So whether it's on points scored that they go from the quarters to the semis?
Well, how do you – the winners of the quarterfinals,
yeah,
there'll be three.
Yeah.
What happens then?
Yeah.
Who plays who?
Yeah. Maybe there's a plate playoff?
I don't know.
So the games this weekend, Crusaders are home to the Reds on Friday night.
Ooh.
Saturday evening, the Chiefs host the Blues.
Blues got to get their shit together.
Yes. Although we were – who's that guy that used to play for the Chiefs and the All Blacks that we saw in that Young Doctors thing?
Oh, Brad.
Yeah.
Brad, what's his face?
Who used to be the halfback for Chiefs, playing in France now, isn't he?
Yes.
It was a really interesting show, wasn't it?
It was better than I expected, actually. We watched the first episode of the Junior Doctors.
Yeah.
It was, not badly done, actually, so we might check in next time.
And the other game later on Saturday night, Australia Brumbies hosting the Hurricanes. I wonder if that's the also-rans. I don't know
either. I'll ask some
to figure out the final placing.
Network.
Yeah. And other sport, A-League football final that nobody cared about because Auckland were done. Out of an opportunity by poor reffing. It was a crosstown battle in Melbourne as Melbourne City and Melbourne Victory played. City won 1-0.
Oh, that's karma.
Up the Waz, the Warriors scored a 36-30 win over the Sydney Rabbitohs at Stadium Australia on Sunday. And the French Open is underway at Roland Garros.
Yeah, interesting results there.
Oh, gosh, the guy's name's gone right out of my head.
Cam Norrie.
Thank you.
This is why we've, survived 20-something years together.
Yeah, he got asked out by Novak during the week. Speaking of asked out, Formula One. So last weekend it was the Spanish Grand Prix at Barcelona. Speaking of which, apparently it's Carlos Sainz.
Oh.
Not Sainz.
Oh, yes, that makes sense.
Sainz. Not that he featured.
Who was he again?
his father, Carlos Sainz, and then this Carlos Sainz Jr., his father is being touted as the next potential president of the FIA.
Oh.
And apparently there's a lot of support for it. His father was still is actually an awesome rally driver.
Is he less likely to be bribed by people with lots of money?
Yes.
Excellent.
And that's why so many people think it's a good idea.
Ah.
From within the driver fraternity across the many sports.
Yes, right. Well, at least he's got experience and understanding.
Because the current one...
consequences of his actions.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, at the Barcelona, I am from Barcelona.
Oh, no, don't do that.
McLaren teammates Oscar Piastri and Lando Norris were battling it out, and this time it was victory to Mr. Piastri. Ferrari Charles Leclerc, I am Leclerc, was third. Red Bull's Max Verstappen had a complete brain fade in the closing portion of the race. He pitted under a safety car and came out on hard tyres, which nobody else had run during the race. He's going, why am I on hard tyres? They were the only ones he had left. And he was dark. And when he came out, he reckoned that Leclerc drove into him, which the replays showed quite clearly was the other way around. And then there was an incident into turn one where he reckoned he was forced off George Russell. And Max was told to give the place back, and he didn't want to. However, he pulled over to let Russell past and then drove into him.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, yeah. Because
he's got a baby, maybe.
Yeah, he was having an absolute tanty. So they gave him a 10-second penalty, which dropped him from fourth down to 10th. And post-race, because it was serious and blatant, And the last time we saw something like that was Sebastian Vettel driving into Lewis Hamilton in Azerbaijan under safety gate, just swung it into him. Anyway, post-race, Verstappen was docked 3 points from a super license. So what that means is if he accumulates one more point, he's out for a race. Now, this happened to Haas driver Magnussen 2 years ago. I think he'd had a few crashes during the year.
Well, it impact on your ability to win the championship.
Yes, it
would.
Would
it not?
Maybe four is the last number he gets to. Because I'm not sure, you know, we're not even halfway through the season that he won't
do. I wonder what's going on with him. That's really out of character.
When he loses his shit, he really does so.
But
quite
the
heavily.
Lead up to the losing his shit is weird. Anyway.
Liam Lawson finished 11th. He was passed in the closing laps by Fernando Alonso, who had fresher tyres. Otherwise, he'd have been 9th. Next weekend, it's the Canadian Grand Prix in Montreal, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, Monday, the 16th of June. IndyCar last weekend was the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix on a tight, tough street circuit. Not a great weekend for the Kiwis. Best was Marcus Armstrong, 6th. Scott Dixon, 11th. Scott McLaughlin was 12th. He'd been much further up and had a penalty after causing an accident. They're on an oval at Illinois this coming Monday morning. Repco Supercars are in Perth this weekend, so the race is quite late. NASCAR is still rubbish for poor old Shane Van Gisbergen. Brendan Leach. Now, Brendan was racing with Tim Miles in the Dale ITM Audi in the Australian GT Series last weekend. They were at Queensland Raceway, and they still sit second in the championship after the weekend. Now, in the first race, Tim was taken out in a racing incident, so they didn't finish. And on Sunday in the second race, it was a podium because they finished second overall.
Yay.
So they're still second in the championship, which is great. Next race, Sandown, end of July. Although his next race is Watkins Glen in a fortnight. And Cormac Buchanan is racing this weekend. It's the Aragon GP in Spain, a track he's familiar with, and races live on the 3Now platform. And Ludlow the youngest tells me that Cormac's Red Bull Junior's racing bike has been purchased and is on its way to Motorcycle Mecca here in Invercargill.
Yeah, that's an insightful purchase.
Well, I'm not sure that it's public knowledge, but it is now.
I'm envious. We've got gloves of his.
Have we?
Yes.
I did not know this.
Yep.
Why have I not been told?
Oh, Hugo bought them.
Oh, okay.
As a fundraising attempt for Cormac before he went away for rookies.
Yep. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Well, the song I was going to play, we're running out of time for, so I'll save that for next week.
Oh, okay. Just do the actions.
Yeah. Triggered.
Privacy of our own studio.
Thanks so much for listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge this week. Keep warm, have a nice weekend, and we'll catch you back again next week.
Ka kite, don't be a dick.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.